style. Good afternoon, Mary.
Oh, good afternoon, Rose.
Oh, my.
A penny. You know, that's good luck.
If it was good luck, it would be more than a penny.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, everybody.
I'm Miss Holloway.
How are you?
Mom, can I go to the movies with Tiffany?
Again? Oh, come on, Mary. It's the weekend. Let us have some fun. Besides, you're only young once.
I'm living proof of that.
Okay, but be home by 9, or I'll know why.
All right. Thanks, Mom.
Thanks.
Bye.
Hi, Grandma.
How did it go, baby?
Not too good, Grandma.
Calvin, you want to go to the movies with me and Tiffany?
Nah, I'm a little short on cash.
Oh, well, I can lend you the money.
Hey, no woman's going to pay my way.
Especially not that one.
Sorry, Calvin, I just wanted you to come with us.
Yeah, well, thanks anyway, Bren. I'll check y'all later.
Okay, bye.
Hi, Calvin.
Come on in, Calvin, and I'll make you a nice hot cup of cocoa.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what's the matter with Calvin? He's so quiet. Not that I'm complaining.
Poor boy. He's been trying so hard to find some part-time work.
Is he still looking for a job?
Well, he'd like to have his own spending money. And the responsibility means a lot to him.
Hey, if he can get a job. You know, it's hard for teenagers to get any work. And it's even tougher for black teenagers.
Yeah, that's a shame.
It sure is. Seems like we should know somebody who could help Calvin. Somebody who's respected and well-liked at his job.
Or somebody who's married to somebody who's respectful and liked on his own job.
Somebody who could persuade that respected and well-liked person to ask if there's anything available at his construction job. I think I hear my phone.
Now, Mary.
Now, certainly you can ask Lester if he can see if there's anything available for Calvin.
I'd really appreciate it, Mary.
Well, I don't think Calvin would like construction. You know, it's a dirty job.
If it's a J-O-B job, Calvin is interested.
Well, what I mean is I don't think the job is right for someone of Calvin's talents. Did he try the record shop?
Uh-huh.
What about the chicken place?
Uh-huh.
Newsstand?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It's a shame the kid can't find a job.
So you'll speak to Lester?
Well, I guess I could.
Oh, great.
I'm not promising anything.
Oh, well, thank you, Mary. I'd appreciate anything Lester can do.
Oh, Mary, that was real sweet of you.
Well, Pearl's right. The job would be good for Calvin. And for me.
Oh, how's that?
The more time he spends on the job, the less time he spends around Brenda.
Oh, come on, Mary. Mary, you know you like that boy.
Of course I do. I wonder if Lester could find him a part-time job overseas.
Mary, stop it, will you?
Ladies. Sandra, what happened?
Oh. Well, for your information, I was in a terrible car accident and received extensive injuries.
Were you driving?
No, I was in the back seat.
Well, will you be all right?
Well, with the proper care, I'll heal in time.
Oh, you got a smudge on your cheek. Metal? Evidently.
Oh. I mean, ooh.
Very convincing.
Thank you. My lawyer explained the importance of pain in my litigation.
You have a lawyer?
Yes, Swifty Forbush. I met him in the emergency room last night. He's a charming man. Mm-mm-mm. And so concerned.
I've seen his TV commercials.
Yeah. If your cash flow's low, don't forget Swifty. He'll sue for big bucks and give your checkbook a lifting. Thank you.
Feels it's only fair that I should be compensated. This injury has impaired my job performance.
Well, better be glad it's not whiplash. Yeah, it could be much worse.
Yeah, you'd be in a neck brace.
Really? Well, I'm off to Swifty's office for a consultation.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, hi, Lester.
Say, Sandra, what happened to you?
I was in the right place at the right time.
Sure.
Have a seat. Oh, have mine.
Okay, what do you two want?
What makes you think we want something?
You only get that look in your eyes for one of two reasons. Either you want something or you want something.
Oh! We're trying to help Calvin find a job.
Yes, you see, Pearl said he was looking very hard for a job, so we thought if you got a book.
I'm home.
Oh, at last.
Daddy, did you get Calvin a job?
And how was your day?
Sorry. How are you doing? Did you get Calvin a job?
Hey.
Brenda, where's your manners? Now go in the kitchen and get your father's meatloaf, which is all dried out because he's late. And didn't call. And we were worried and wondering why.
I was talking to my supervisor about a job for Calvin.
I knew it. When does he start?
How do you know I got him the job?
Because you're the best daddy in the whole world.
Yeah, that's my girl. He starts tomorrow.
All right, I'm going to tell Calvin.
You say something about meatloaf?
That's for you, for being so sweet.
I was glad to do it. Where's that meatloaf?
Oh, what kind of job did you get him?
He's going to be helping me after school and on Saturdays doing small jobs.
Well, what kind of small jobs?
Small, Mary, as opposed to big. Is the meatloaf in the oven?
Honey, sit, I'll get it.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Mr. Tinkers. Thanks, Mr. Tinkers. Well, this is the greatest thing that ever happened to me. I won't let you down, I promise.
You're welcome, Calvin.
Oh, it was just wonderful of you, Lester. Oh, we're not interrupting your dinner, are we?
Oh, no, no.
Bless you. You turned the boy's whole life around.
Well, I was glad to do it. Where's Brenda?
Oh, she went down to tell everybody. I'll go get her. Thanks, Mr. Jenkins.
We're home.
Well, hi. So how did it go?
Terrific. We got a lot done today.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, that building seemed to get a little bit higher.
Calvin, why don't you just put that down?
Oh, where should I put it?
Down. Just down. No, you go on home. It's all right, really.
All right, then. Well, see you tomorrow. Partner.
It didn't go okay, huh?
Mary, the boy is a walking disaster.
Well, honey, he just started. He's bound to make a few mistakes.
An error in judgment here and there I could live with. But I asked him to help mix cement, and he left a shovel in the mixer. Now it's part of the sidewalk. Then he poured tar on O'Donnelly's head. His toupee is permanently glued to his scalp.
Honey, can't you find him a job far away from everything and everybody?
Mary, believe me, Calvin is not cut out for the construction business. Besides, the supervisor said he has to go.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's all my fault.
Yeah, it is. No, it's nobody's fault. It just didn't work out, that's all.
Lester, I just want to thank you again and again for giving Calvin a job. Our lives are filled with sunshine. Every morning when I wake up, I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for Lester. Well, I could kiss the ground you walk on.
No. Have a seat, bro.
This is your favorite, a sweet potato pie. And a bottle of homemade wine. I stomped the grapes myself. Oh, just kidding.
Pearl, I think there's
No. Honey, let me tell you.
What is it, Lester? If there's anything I can do to repay you for what you've done for me and my boy, you just name it.
Pearl, as you know, Calvin's been working with me for several days now, and, And you certainly have done a good job of raising him. Pearl, I imagine you not too familiar with the construction business, but it's difficult and very demanding.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Mrs. Shea.
Hi, baby.
Hi, Daddy. How was your day today? Calvin says it was great, but I want to hear it from you.
She wants to hear it from you.
Brenda Sugar, why don't you just sit down over there? Brenda, Pearl, I imagine you're not too familiar with the construction business.
I understand it's very demanding.
That's right. And it's for that reason that we've got to fire Calvin.
Before you say anything, Calvin is very sweet. And we like him a lot. But it just didn't work out. Lester has a responsibility to the people he works for, and they say Calvin has to go. You do understand. They don't understand.
Oh, I understand, all right. I've seen some people do some low-down things, but this is the low-downest of the low-down.
Pearl, try to see it from my point of view. Calvin's just not cut out for the construction business.
But, Daddy, you can't do this to him. You can't do this to me.
Brenda, your father did everything he could. The supervisor made the decision. And that's that.
Well, then I'm not speaking to either one of you two again.
Me neither.
Okay, be mad at me if you like, but there's nothing more I can do. How many times do I have to explain it? Come in.
Hi, everybody.
One more time.
I let my grandma down. I let my parents down. I let my children down.
Calvin, you don't have any children.
Yeah. Years from now, people will say, there's Calvin Dobbs. He was never good at anything.
Who are you kidding? Nobody's even going to remember your name.
You're a big help, Tiffany.
Well, this is boring listening to Calvin moan and groan. Let's go inside.
Tiffany, my man is feeling damp. My place is by his side.
Cheer up, Calvin. Hi, Miss Jenkins.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, cheer up, Calvin. It's not the end of the world. So you lost one job. Before you threw, child, you're going to lose a lot more than that. Oh, forget I said that.
Well, that's all right, Mr. Jenkins. I'll probably never get you another job.
So what you going to do? Sit here all day feeling sorry for yourself?
Mom, he's feeling bad enough.
What he's feeling is self-pity. Calvin, do you remember what Muhammad Ali used to say?
Yeah, I float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
No, I am the greatest. And he was champ a lot of years because he believed that.
Yeah, he was the greatest.
Because he didn't quit when things got rough. Now, you can do that, too.
You really think so?
It's not what I think, it's what you think that counts. Well, I better get to the laundromat before it gets too crowded.
Why are you going to the laundromat, Mom?
Because the washing machines are broke again.
Anything I can do to help?
Yeah, find somebody to fix the washing machines.
Well, all finished. Got a few spare washers on, I think I need. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if people start calling me Mr. Fix-It.
Mrs. Brenda Fix-It.
Hello, children.
Hi, Miss Clark.
What happened to you now?
My lawyer discovered I was more seriously injured than I thought.
How much more?
About $10,000 worth. Whiplash. Thank your mother for that advice for me. Ooh, I do hope this washer is working. The performance last week was questionable.
Oh, it worked fine, Miss Clark. Miss Jenkins wanted it fixed, so I fixed it.
My, what an enterprising young man. Girl, stay away from a PG-13.
Your what?
You cannot have a look at these dainties unless you have a note from your mother. Ooh, Calvin, you're a liar. lifesaver, honey.
Do you have a big date tonight, Miss Clark?
Of course. I have a big date every night.
Well, shouldn't you be at home resting in your condition?
Oh, honey, why should others suffer?
Oh, no. Allow me, Miss Clark.
Well, thank you. Well, gang, I don't know about you, but there's a jasmine-scented bubble bath upstairs with my name on it. Ta-ta.
You're terrific, Calvin.
I know. You feel so good.
Look at my flowers. They've been out here a month and they haven't grown an inch.
Maybe they're on strike.
You have to have a job to go on strike.
Oh, Pearl. Mary, I don't mean to create a scene, but you have perpetrated a great injustice against me.
What is the problem, Sandra?
Mary, per your instructions, Calvin sabotaged the washing machine and caused my laundry to be devastated.
Number one, I didn't give Calvin any instructions. And number two, how is your laundry devastated?
Just look. Is this any way to treat lace, Mary? I think not. Is there any excuse for the needless destruction of chiffon? I think not. What do you want?
I'm sorry your laundry's
devastated. Does sorry help this bathing suit, Mary? I think not. I hope you can sleep nights. No, I won't be able to.
Well, come on, let's go down and see what Calvin's doing.
We? My name's Bennett, and I ain't in it.
Remember that.
Calvin? Calvin?
Oh, hi, Mr. Jenkins.
Calvin, what are you doing?
I'm fixing the washer.
Not according to Sandra.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. But I'll just keep working on it until I get it right.
Calvin. Come on, dear. I'm not going to bite you. Come on.
Now, Calvin, I'm glad to see you have perseverance. But did it ever occur to you that you're not good with your hands?
Nope.
Watch my lips. You're not good with your hands.
Oh, Mrs. Jenkins, I'm just not good at anything.
Oh, Calvin, come on. You gotta be good at something.
I make great car sounds. That's when the car drives off a cliff and blows up.
Think of something else.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Even if I find a job I could do, I'd never get it.
Well, why not? What do you do when you go for a job?
Well, I go in and I say, "You're not hiring, are you?"
No. Wrong attitude. You gotta be positive. You gotta make a good impression if you want to get hired.
How do I do that?
Well, first of all, child, please go to the library and learn how to fill out a job application. And then try to find out what kind of job you're applying for. And dress for the job. And then just talk. You can talk, can't you?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I can talk and go on. You know how my grandma sits in the window.
Good.
She talks.
When you're talking, tell them why you'd like to work for them. That you're trustworthy, that you're willing to learn, work hard, and that you're a responsible person.
Oh, so that's how I get a job.
Well, maybe not at first, but don't give up. Nothing is perfect, so you can't be a perfect flop.
Excuse me, lady.
Sandra, what a gorgeous fur.
Just a little gift from a friend.
Oh!
Something to compensate me for the agony and the suffering and the pain of going through.
Sure beats after.
So did you win the case?
We settled out of court.
The defendant of Mr. Raul Jimenez was a darling man. And so sympathetic. We discussed our case over dinner. That's when I dropped my suit. My lawsuit. It turns out Mr. Raul's a very wealthy industrialist. He suggested I might look more fetching in this stole than that brace.
Oh, my. Everything worked out well, didn't it?
Uh-huh.
Sure did. $2,000 stole, $200 dinner. How much was your lawsuit for?
$100,000.
He saved a bundle. Raul is no fool.
Woo, that was a woman in pain.
Hi, Pearl. Nice weather we're having.
Yeah, when you got a job, everything's nice.
Now, now, Pearl, you know what they say. It's better to forgive and to forget.
I say hold a grudge and remember. Ladies and gentlemen, you are looking at a young man who is on his way up the ladder of success.
Calvin, you got a job.
No, but I got 5 interviews. I'm bound to get something.
Oh, that's great, Calvin.
That's wonderful. I knew you could do it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, at this time, I'd like to thank all the little people who made this possible.
Calvin, come on.
Hey, okay. But let me just thank the entire Jenkins family. Brenda, who believed in me from the beginning. Mrs. Jenkins, who believed in me around about the middle. And Mr. Jenkins for giving me my very first job.
And 5 year, too.
And whose written reference helped Calvin get those 5 interviews.
That's right, Grandma.
Oh, Lester. Your pie is in the oven, child.